Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Divock Origi has signed a new contract at Liverpool Football Club. Breaking news about 15, 20 minutes ago, give or take. Liverpool unveiled the fact that he'd signed a new contract, and they did it in the best way possible, if you ask me. They had the European Cup. The video's on their Twitter. You looked at the European Cup, and then it panned down, and Divock Origi is just signing a new contract, which is absolutely fantastic, isn't it? And, of course, we are sponsored by Unibet. Breaking transfer news here for you. And it's great. You know, Liverpool's number 27 has now signed a new contract. Obviously, he signed from Lille back in 2014. We know about his contribution last season, don't we? It's just fantastic, this. I mean, it's real feel-good stuff, I think, for me. I love the fact that Liverpool have tied this guy down. Someone here, Rizwan Ali, who's Origi new signing? No, you know who Divock Origi is. Absolutely brilliant. Like, so, yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic for Liverpool, isn't it? I think, you know, everybody wanted Divock to sign a new contract. Whether he signed a new contract because he is in our long-term plans or whether he signed a new contract so that we can protect his value, the fact of the matter is Divock Origi's contract was going to run out at the end of next season. He could have walked away for free. I think Liverpool were probably quite happy. But also Liverpool understand that Divock Origi is a good footballer. Divock Origi is a big game player. Scored in the Champions League final, of course. Everybody remembers that. Scored two goals against Barcelona in the semi-final. Everybody remembers that. We all remember the Everton goal. This is just great for Liverpool. And, you know, in a time when Liverpool are coming out and saying that they're not going to probably sign any big names in this window, it's great to see that one of the lads who is making a difference and has made a difference for us is actually going to stay around, because his pace is frightening, his trickery is frightening, his finishing at times is frightening, and it was frightening last season. I think all in, I think, you know, he scored about 40% of his shots last season, which is absolutely crazy, isn't it? So yeah, just absolutely brilliant for me. TD Jedi just says statue, and I'll be happy to chip in for said statue. Dennis Martin says love it, Origi, absolutely brilliant. He's such a div, love him. Go on, massive div, said Melanator 1. And these are the thoughts of Liverpool fans from, I'm sure, around the world. And, you know, I'd like to echo their feelings. I love the fact that Liverpool have done this. I love the fact that they did it with the European Cup in the video and all that type of stuff. It's just brilliant. It's exactly what you want from Liverpool Football Club, you know, apart from £90 million forwards. But yeah, I think this is great for squad harmony. It shows that if you work hard, you can get your place in the team and in and around the squad. Liverpool have to remember that we do want a squad moving into this season. Divock Origi was kept last season. Solanke and Ings were let go, and there was a reason for that, and the reason was shown as the season went on. The fact is that Divock Origi made a massive difference to our season, and if we're thanking him in some way for that, we're giving him a pay rise for this season, maybe he will be moved on, but Liverpool will get more than the money they paid to Leo back in 2014, won't he? You know, and they've already had good money for him. You know, his deals from Wolfsburg, I think, were like a £5 million loan deal and stuff like that. So, yeah, this is class. Let's have a look at some of the comments then. Morgan TP2000, what do you think of Tammy ahead of tomorrow? I'll talk a little bit about that later on, if that's cool with you. John Cable says, glad he signed a new contract after his heroics last season. He deserves it and to get his chances. And he is going to get a chance. And actually, that ties in quite nicely with the question about Tammy. I think he will get chances this pre-season. You know, he's got a good chance, if he performs well, of actually starting the first game of the season against Norwich, because, you know, with Salah and Mane and Firmino all coming back late, obviously Salah's going to be turning up earlier than the other two. But with those two coming back late, there's an opportunity there for the first game of the season, Big Div, to play on that left-hand side or maybe play up top with Salah and somebody else over on the wing. So, you know, it's a big pre-season for Divock Origi. We know what he did last season. We love what he did last season. But now he's got to kick on from there and show why Liverpool are willing to pen a new contract with him and ultimately why he wants to stay at Liverpool to fight for his club, to fight for that badge on the shirt, to showcase the name on the back, but ultimately to win trophies and help Liverpool win trophies, be that Premier League, Super Cup, World Club Championships, whatever that's called now, Community Shield, FA Cup, League Cup and Champions League. That's what they're there for. At the end of the day, it's not our money, so they can buy who they like and I'm happy, says Carl Hayes, but kind of like a little bit of that as well. Great to see Bobby Duncan on the US tour, says Anthony Brennan. It'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to going over to America. Hopefully we do get to see a little bit of him. Kieran McIlwu, everyone loves Origi now just because he scored four important goals. Let's not get carried away. If he was that good, he'd play more. I'm happy he scored the four goals, but can he do it week in, week out? And Kieran, obviously entitled to your opinion, and you know we don't just read opinions that agree with ours. Obviously, I do disagree with you slightly there. I think he can make a big impact, but you're probably right in some regards that, you know, he hasn't shown on a consistent level. You know, it was back in 15-16, that Europa League run, wasn't it? I think that was the season. Yeah, I think that was the season. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. It's all moulded into one now. But, you know, before that big injury at the hands of Funes Mori, he was doing so, so well for Liverpool. And, you know, he might not be that number nine that that can replace Roberto Firmino, but he can do a job. And I think sometimes we as fans are just a little bit... Our patience isn't great, and I think sometimes we like the idea of having a big, massive squad by Manchester City, but equally, you know, when you're building a squad, you've got to have players who are good at different things, and Divock Origi, for me, is a really good impact player, and I think, you know, with the likes of Firmino, Salah and Mane ahead of him, that's what you need in this squad, because if they're fit and available, 99% of the time they're going to play. Now, if they need resting, of course, he can come in, and he can do well in games, but it is really those last sort of 15, 20 minutes, he doesn't take too long to get up to speed anymore, which is something I was critical of early in his career. Now he comes in and he knows where the goal is, and he's able to use that pace and those tricky feet to really run at players and scare them when they're getting tired. So I think there's a real space in our squad for him and for players like that who can come in and make an impact in games.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But there you go. I hope that answers you, Kieran. I hope so too, because I just wanted to really push on to the next level. Fair enough, mate. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't disagree with you wanting to do that either. This is great. You know, there's 188 people watching, I think it is now. Thank you very much. This is obviously Red Men News. If there is breaking news, if there is transfer news, it will be on this show and on this channel, more importantly, because that makes sense. Divock should not be played on the wing. He's a striker, says S. Saeed. He had a big impact from the wings, though, didn't he? And it is that pace. And I think Klopp realises that, or at least realised last season, and that's not to say that he will play there next season, but I think Klopp realised that when he was bringing other players on and going into those positions, it was the pace of Origi that really made the difference. Now, he is a striker, you're absolutely right, but he's also shown a willingness to fight for the team and wherever he's played. You know, we laud James Milner and players of his ilk for doing such a thing, and I think sometimes it's nice to take a step back and go, you know what, we can thank Divock Origi for doing that job, because clearly he is a striker, but he's not whinging, he's not bitching, he's not moaning, he's just getting on with the job at hand, and that job is to help Liverpool collect 3 points and win games of football and score goals, and we can't argue that he is absolutely doing that. Harry Wayne Griffith says, you're going to Istanbul to watch the Super Cup? I am indeed, and I can't wait. Daniel Mullen says, great news about Divock. Great impact player and replacement if Bobby and Mo were injured or being rested. Yeah, echo those sentiments. Sam says, do you think we will sign a Sensio? Probably not, if I'm perfectly honest with you. listen, you know, I did it on the news today, and Liverpool apparently have some kind of an interest, but it was an outlet that I'd never heard of in Spain. I can't imagine that Liverpool will sign anyone big this season. You know, we'll keep on talking about all the rumours and stuff, and we obviously give our honest opinions on whether we do think Liverpool are going to sign anybody or not. But until one of the big, you know, Northwest or Liverpool reporters breaks one of these stories, I'm a little bit reticent on all of them, to be honest with you. More players that can make an impact, like Origi, can do the better for us to win more competitions, says Daniel Ellis. Yeah, echo those sentiments exactly. Eternalise since Fekir. Oh man, Fekir, really? Since Fekir is now being valued at 30 billion, why not go back for him? He's still a class player who produces consistent numbers. Listen, I'm done with Fekir. I'll be honest, I'm bored of talking about him. I was bored of talking about him last season. I know he's a good player, but, you know, if he's got a dodgy knee, Liverpool think he's got a dodgy knee, then that can break at any time. And I think that's why Liverpool will not sign Abel Fekir. You know, there probably is a bottom price where they think it's maybe worth the risk, but £30 million is a big risk on somebody whose knee could go pop at any point almost, isn't it? So I can't imagine that Liverpool will be going back in for Abel Fekir. I think Liverpool's sights will have moved on. They might have got hard on other players, if you know what I mean. And in the last 12 months of scouting players, there might be other ones that they think, you know what, maybe we wait, maybe we get them next summer or when they come available. Because I think that's what Liverpool are doing. I think obviously we're planning for youth by bringing in young lads like Harvey Elliott, which will probably be signed over the next few days. We've obviously brought in Sepp Vandenberg as well. You can see Klopp's planning for the future, and if he hasn't got one of those Virgil van Dijk style players that he really, really wants, I just don't think he's going to go into the market and spend 50 million on a player that he's a little bit unsure of, to be honest with you. And, you know, he's built up enough credit in the bank with me. I do trust Jürgen Klopp. I do trust the team who are doing transfers. I think they've built that credit up themselves with the good moves in the market. The players on the pitch have performed, and Jürgen Klopp's won a European Cup at Liverpool. He's been to four finals or whatever it is now. It's crazy, isn't it? So, you know, I'm happy to trust in them. You know, my fingers were burnt last season, season before last, when Coutinho left. I was really fuming, really angry about it. Couldn't understand why Liverpool had sold Coutinho at that point of the season and not been able to replace him. But ultimately, they were proved right and I was proved wrong. And, you know, until they do something catastrophic, they'll have that credit in the bank. They've got that sixth European Cup that we love so much. And they've got players that we absolutely adore. You know, almost every signing, give or take, bar maybe Karius for Jürgen Klopp, has been an outright win-win. You know, it's just been brilliant. There you go, loads and loads of six European Cups going into the comments, which is absolutely fantastic. Hate seeing the rumours of Harry Wilson moving. I think he's the next big thing, said Dan Ogden. Yeah, you know what? I want to see him this pre-season before I make a judgment on him. I think, you know, another pre-season, and if Jürgen Klopp gets rid of him after another pre-season, I can't imagine he's going to make it as a Liverpool player. But the door is open. He's got his opportunities this pre-season, especially with the other lads not coming back for a little while. So hopefully he takes that, you know, opportunity and grasps it with both hands and really makes a tilt at a first team place, because he's a guy who knows where the back of the net is. He's a guy who he's not blessed with unbelievable pace. I think that's maybe going back to that Origi has pace, that's why he's used out on the wing. But I think he can overcome that, because technically he looks like a very, very good player. So there you go. It's a matter of trust, Chris, says Kevin Wright. Yeah. I think it's a huge risk not to sign a playmaker, said Dean Lotta. Again, I said that when we got rid of Phil Coutinho, and it wasn't that much of a risk. We got to a European Cup final, and since then, we had another season, got 97 points in the Premier League and won the European Cup. Klopp knows what he's doing, I think, for me. And I will trust him, and I understand. Look, I want us to sign another forward, but if we don't, then my trust will firmly be with the lads who are at the helm of this football club, because ultimately they know more and have forgotten more than we've probably ever known about football. So there you go. I'm going to have a really awkward sign off now, because I am doing this from my phone at the desk in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me. If you're here and you've not subscribed to Red Men News, do subscribe, please. Thank you once again to Unibet for sponsoring us, and we'll see you next time on the Red Men TV. Ta-ra.